Welcome to the weekly hotspot where we talk about, well, pretty much anything. I'm Miss Olivia here with Miss Delia. Hi, Delia.
Hi, and hello there, everyone.
We are coming up on Halloween, and that is often the very first time of public dressing for feminized guys. So it's a perfect time to talk about feminization, sissification. What do you think? Is that always a fun topic?
Oh my goodness. Yes. It is. In fact, in the past week since October started, I have spoken to quite a few guys who love to cross-dress. And there's something about the month of October. There's something about Halloween because we've been planning out their costumes. Should they get breast forms? Where can they get heels? What would be a good dress for their body sizes? I mean, it is just incredible. Halloween seems to be the perfect time to go out on femme, mild to wild, you know, really classic and passable, or super slutty sissy. So that's been my week. So yes, you can tell when Halloween's coming.
Absolutely. And it's so much fun. But you know what? Let's kind of break this down, because any cross-dressing or sissy thing, it's so nuanced. It's not one size fits all. Let's talk about gender versus fetish dressing.
Ah, yes.
Because there are a lot of people, trans women, who, when they dress, they identify as being female because they are female.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then there are people that dress in women's clothes for the connection, the sexual excitement of it, a variety of reasons. Maybe they can explore things they wouldn't explore as a man. So let's talk a little bit about the woman who really is a woman, no matter what her birth certificate says about body parts. But she's really a woman, and she dresses to be her real self.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I absolutely love that. And I'm sure you and I talk to very similar, if not the same people a lot of the time. And I have two people who are in varying stages of actually transitioning. Both identify as being a true, real, 100% woman. One has grown her hair out and just, I mean, my God, is absolutely passable, has had a couple of surgeries. And so her wardrobe absolutely defines who she is. And she has kind of the Audrey Hepburn classic kind of sheath dress, heels and nylons look with the pretty pearls around the neck. She's gorgeous.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. And we spend a lot of time talking about different types of lingerie, great places to go, things that she's doing as she continues her transition. And she's just like, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
So that's also, you know, Yvonne, and you've heard me, people who listen to the podcast know that I talk about Yvonne a lot. When Yvonne and I talk, yes, we're talking about lingerie and clothing and all that kind of stuff, but it's really as two girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving me makeup tips. She's got really fabulous skin. When I first met her, I was like, wow, you've got great skin. Holy shit. So tell me what you do. What's your skin regimen? And she's like, well, I do this and this and this. That's how girls talk. Okay, that's just, I mean, I think of her, she is a girl in my mind, which brings me to kind of another topic in this. When a woman is in femme or trans and she identifies as female, when she's with another woman, is she a lesbian?
That's a really good question. And you know, it absolutely depends. Well, I think if she's with another woman, yeah. If she's identifying as a woman, she's with a woman, that would then make her a lesbian. Absolutely.
I call Yvonne a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. I would think that that's absolutely correct. If you're saying woman with woman, that is lesbian, and those are two women. That's at least how I see it. Yes.
Some research, and I don't know whether or not this is true, but I read somewhere that the majority of cross-dressers are heterosexual men who are not gay. Like I said, I don't know whether or not that's true. The figure was something like 90%.
Wow.
They want to dress for various reasons. They know that they're men, and yet they want to express their feminine side, get in touch with their femininity. They like the clothes. So for those girly girls, when they are dressed, are they heterosexual men who are dressed as women, but with the women, but with a woman, but not a lesbian?
Isn't that interesting? I really think at that time, it's about how people identify in the moment. For example, I have this wonderful gentleman that I talk to. He actually more identifies as being a woman, but he's, you know, like 6'4" and very bulky, like a football player. And just, you know, there are some who are 5'6" and 120 pounds who can be passable. He never will be. So he takes to...
He could be passable as a very big woman.
No.
A big girl. Oh, you're a big girl. Love the thick girls. You be a big, big, big girl.
But he actually, and I bring him up because, and I say him as him and not her, just because he experiments a lot sexually. He's with his wife, and I asked, so does that make you a lesbian? He said, no, I'm very heterosexual with her. I'm very much the man in the relationship. He's also been with men, and he takes different roles with men. So he's still kind of figuring it out. And I think that there can be, with cross-dressing, some gender fluidity. And I agree that most cross-dressers aren't gay. But I agree that, you know, sometimes, and I just talked to someone who wore panties and loves to masturbate, but has been reading my blog, begformistress.com, and I've talked a lot about cocksucking lately, and he's just become so curious, and he sees this as an evolution of himself. So I think there's a lot of exploring and evolving going around, and I think that that's amazing, and I encourage that so that people can find out what their definition of their own self is. So I think it's individual.
I agree. I think it's important to let people know that just because you are one thing at one particular time, it doesn't mean that you're going to be that one thing a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. We've had people that evolve one way and then they go back the other way. And when you mention fluidity, I love that, thinking about this as fluid.
I've always thought of myself as hetero flexible because my tendencies are far more heterosexual, but I have had experiences with women, as you well know.
I do know. And can I just say, you are very flexible.
Why?
You're very bendy.
Why, thank you. But I mean, I think the flexible definition really explains a lot of people, because there are many men who would suck a cock but are not at all attracted to a male, but they're fascinated by the cock. Just, you know, just like with me, I would never be in a romantic relationship with a woman, but sexually, women are lots of fun. So again, I think the flexibility in that fluidity, flexibility and fluidity are the way to be.
I agree. Feminization versus sissification, because sissification is kind of a whole nother area, right?
Whole world, right.
A lot of sissies identify as men. Mm-hmm. And they identify as gay men,
right,
dressed as a sissy. So part of it is erotic humiliation. It is submission, submission to a mistress, a submission to a dominant male. But it's a little bit of a different flavor than someone who is trans and identifies as female, or a crossdresser who is exploring male or female. Sissification is another kind of area entirely.
I would absolutely, absolutely agree with that. And if you think of someone, just picture it in your mind. If you think of someone who's been feminized, you might think lingerie, you know, heels, panties, hose, bras, camisole tops. You might think of just a dress on someone who's feminized. But if you think of a sissy, and all the memes you see on social media, you think of someone who is just cock hungry, who's got makeup to beat the band. You think of someone who's got blonde hair, up in pigtails, big boobs, quite the booty. And
it's— all right, wait a minute. You're almost okay. Wait a minute. I got blonde hair. I got big boobs. I got quite the booty. Okay, so this can also be true that a sissy is a brunette. I'm just saying.
It's true. You're right. But I'm saying when you think of a bimbo, what immediately pops into your mind?
Oh, really, fucking blondes.
Hair. Right?
Yeah.
Blonde fucking bimbo, blondes. Covered in cum, and you know it. So, yeah,
that's true. I'll admit, I tend to put sissies unless they say, no, I want auburn hair, black hair, red hair, whatever. I put them in a blonde wig. I'm like, oh, and your blonde pigtails look so cute. He's just going to hold on to those like a rein while he rides your sissy pussy.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of in the mood for that, riding sissy pussy. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Oh. I could use some really awesome humiliation calls right now. Sometimes we just get in a mood for that, right?
Yes. Like, you will fucking bow to me. You'll submit to me. And I'm going to drag you through the mud with my words and get in your head and keep you there for a while. Oh, yeah.
So I think sissies look at all of those memes, like especially Tumblr is great for sissy stuff, right?
Yes.
Oh my God. And the sissy stuff is like, really, that's some pretty fucking hardcore stuff right there, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. I mean, there's really nothing left to the imagination. And I do follow a lot of boards on Tumblr, both for just beautiful lingerie and I would call it gentle feminization to the complete. And this is maybe what I think is so different, you know, to be feminized, you could call up and just talk about choosing an outfit and where to go get it. And it could just be a very almost like civil, I would never say boring, but like civil, serious kind of conversation, because it's more almost advice seeking. But with the sissies, to me, it's always a little more over the top. It's always a little woo, and what can I do to be more? And how glossy can my lips be? And how big can my hair be? And how big can my tits be? You know, that is kind of just that over the top kind of way of being. And that's what I think of most is the difference. If you're just going to dress and be beautiful and feminine, that's one thing. But sissies, I think, are kind of more over the top. I don't know if you would agree.
Yes, that has been my experience. They're over the top. And I will also add, they want to be pushed over the top. Like, they want mistress to push them over the top. In other words, like sissy instructions, sissy training. No, you will get lip plumper. You will go get the cocksucker red lipstick.
Yes.
You will get the lip gloss. You will go to the glory hole, open that little sissy fucking mouth of yours and suck a cock. So there's way more orders. It's more one-sided. Mistress telling sissy, right? Versus the gentler feminization, which is really a very mutual thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been with cross-dressers who helped me choose my outfit And it's fabulous. It's way more, well, it's also not power exchange, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. It's true. You know, you're right. That's much, I think sissification is more power exchange and feminization is a little less power exchange. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
What are your favorite scenes with a crossdresser? And then after that, I'm going to say, what are your favorite scenes with a sissy?
Ooh, good question. Okay, so with a crossdresser, I think my favorite things that I can do with a crossdresser are just, oh, talking about the differences, the denier and pantyhose, the different styles and types of panties, like having almost this wonderful exchange of what the crossdresser likes versus what I like, and finding a way to get that crossdresser to go maybe to this store or to look here online for beautiful things that might be a little less inexpensive. It's more my favorite things to do are like give ideas to a crossdresser to make him feel more feminine for the time that he wants to feel feminine. One great suggestion I just gave, I think like 2 days ago, was there was this wonderful man that I talked to, and he's got, you know, a high powered job. He has to be completely in control, married, but wanted to do something special for himself every day. And he just thought, you know, I can't wear perfume. What could I do? And I just thought, wait, go get a feminine body wash, empty out your male body wash, put it in the bottle so your wife's not going to use it in the shower. And you get the first thing on your skin every day to be something wonderful and feminine. And he loved the idea. So it was a very, very good, like, just advice giving, I think.
I will often do that same thing. Say, tell your wife or your girlfriend that you've got a pulled muscle or your back hurts or whatever, and you're going to go soak in the tub. And then when you get in the tub, soak in it and experience it and put in some feminine bath salts or some bubble bath or a bath bomb and say, well, I read online that this was really good and super relaxing and I really need the relaxing. I have never had a wife or girlfriend go, okay, this smells a little bit girly. What are you doing? They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I like soaking in the tub. That makes sense.
Yep. And so it's that kind of advice that we can give that is so, so helpful. And the gentlemen who love to feel that little hint of feminine during their day, they really appreciate that type of thing. But, you know, sissy scenes, my favorite. Oh my God. It's just that going over the top, you know, going completely over the top and finding the pink tutu, the little knee socks, the buckle up high heel Mary Janes, the blonde, again, blonde pigtails with pink tips on the end and the wig, the lipstick, cocksucker red or bubblegum pink. It's just finding these things. But then my sissies typically want to go out on adventures.
Oh, sissy adventures.
Right? Yeah, I love sissy
adventures. Are absolutely the best because you know what? Those little naughty motherfuckers, those are,
yes.
There's nothing naughtier than a naughty sissy.
I know. Oh my God, I know. And you and I could tell stories for probably the next 2 hours about some of the things that our sissies have done and things that we have been privy to, their little sissy secrets. And oh my goodness, it would curl some toes.
Well, only if it curls toes that are beautifully pedicured.
Mm, very true. Very true.
So, one of the best things about Halloween in the month of October is we are coming up to the holidays. For all of you girly girls, no matter if you are a crossdresser, if you are gender identified as female, no matter your size, your shape, whether or not you're a sissy, whether or not you wear panties just because they feel great, no matter the reason, this is a fabulous time of year. One, because the super, super clearance sales of summer lingerie are going on right now.
Yes.
Go get summer colors, summer lingerie, summer weights, all of that kind of stuff. And then we're going into the holidays. Let's say someone who is very shy about going shopping. It's for him, but he doesn't have a way to have it sent to him, so he's having trouble shopping online. It's fine to walk into a lingerie store around the holidays and buy lingerie. Now, I say that and I say, never, 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 if you are listening to this podcast, do not treat the sales ladies as a fetish mistress. Don't do it. One, you will get thrown out of the store. Two, you might get arrested. Three, you might get beat the fuck up. They are not sex workers. They are there for help. That said, as long as you are polite and respectful, go in, buy yourself some panties.
Hell yes. Enjoy the sales and benefit from the sales. And I think sometimes the anonymity that the holidays can give you. Who knows who you're buying this for? So as long as you just kind of keep yourself under control and don't just like make a beeline for a dressing room or something without, you know, asking or talking or whatever, just go in there. And like Miss Olivia said, be respectful, be wonderful, have fun, and know that you've got that little secret feeling in your stomach that, ooh, you're walking away with some deals, some beautiful things that you can share with your mistress after the shopping trip.
Oh, yes. So speaking of sharing, we want to hear from you. Share with us your thoughts, your feelings, your tips on where the best sales are, future hotspot ideas, etc. My email is olivia@enchantrixempire.com. And my blog post is experiencedmistress.com.
And I am Delia, and you can reach me at Delia@enchantrixempire.com if you want to shoot me off an email. And you know my blog, begformistress.com, is my main blog, but I've got a special blog for the girly girls, and that is femfabulous.com, F-E-M, and then the word fabulous.com.
Because we know that the girly girls are fabulous.
Yes, they really are.
Oh, Delia, thank you so much. I love doing this podcast with you. This was just super fun. And now I'm all fired up. I'm not sure what I'm going to wear for Halloween. Because, you know, here's the thing. A naughty mistress outfit is just kind of like boring. I don't know. Like I might end up as, I don't know, a soccer mom because that's completely out of character for me.
That's fair. You know? That makes me think. I've had people vote the past 2 years and I was Jessica Rabbit 2 years ago and I posted pictures on enchantrixempire.com. And then last year, I was Poison Ivy and I had the costume and I put a picture up and I was Poison Ivy here and in the virtual world in Second Life. So I have to kind of think of what I'm going to do for this year too.
Absolutely. Do a poll. We're all vote. Thank you for joining us here on the podcast. It posts on Spreaker.com every Monday at 1 p.m. Look for Cock Radio on Spreaker. And then join us on the website where you can listen and or download. The website is theweeklyhotspot.com.
We had a lot of fun with you today. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast and joining us every week. Remember, we'll see you next week. This week, stay sexy and stay hot.